Welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, the place where we can talk about all things uplifting, motivating, and life-changing. This is your girl, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Today, we're diving into a topic that we all experience but don't always know how to handle: our emotions. Have you ever felt like your emotions are bottled up, and when they finally come out, it's like an explosion? Or maybe you struggle with putting your feelings into words and end up holding everything inside. If that sounds familiar, don't worry, you're not alone. Learning to express our emotions in a healthy way and an effective way is a skill. And like any skill, it can be developed. In today's episode, we're going to break down the why and how of emotional expression. We'll talk about why it's important, common barriers that hold us back, and some practical strategies to help us communicate our feelings with clarity and confidence. So first, let's talk about why expressing our emotions is so important. Some people believe that ignoring or suppressing emotions make them stronger. But the truth is, bottling things up can actually make them worse. When we hold in our feelings, they don't just disappear. They build up, and over time, they can affect our mental health, our relationships, and even sometimes they can affect our physical health. When we learn to express emotions in a healthy way, it can help reduce stress. Talking about what's on our mind can release emotional tension. We can strengthen relationships. People can't support us if they don't know what we're feeling. And we can gain self-awareness. The more we express ourselves, we better understand our own needs. Think about it. When was the last time you really expressed how you were feeling? Not just the quick, "I'm fine" or "I'm good," but actually share what was on your heart. If it's been a while, don't worry. By the end of the episode, you'll have some of the tools you need to start expressing yourself more effectively. If expressing emotions is good for us, why don't we do it more often? The truth is, many of us struggle with this because of certain barriers. A couple of the common ones are fear of judgment. We worry about what others will say or how they'll react. So instead of expressing ourselves, we keep everything bottled in. Not knowing how. Some of us were never taught how to express our emotions in a healthy way. Cultural or family conditioning. Maybe you grew up in a house where emotions weren't talked about openly. And most of the time, past traumas. If opening up has led to pain in the past, you may be hesitant to do it again. Now, do any of those sound familiar to you? If so, that's okay. The key is recognizing these barriers so that you can begin to move past them. Now that we've talked about the importance of emotional expression and the barriers that hold us back, let's get into how to do it effectively. Here are some strategies you can start using today to help you do that. First, you have to identify what you're feeling. Before you can express an emotion, you need to know what emotion you're actually feeling. You can try using an emotions wheel or journaling to get clarity. Second, use I statements. Instead of saying, "You made me mad," or "You did this or that," try saying, "I feel frustrated when this happens." This reduces blame and keeps conversations open and productive. Practice self-awareness. Take a moment to check in with yourself daily. Ask yourself, what emotions am I feeling right now and why? Find a safe outlet. Expressing emotions doesn't always mean talking. Sometimes writing, art, or movement can be helpful. Find a creative outlet that works for you. For me, I write. I have several journals for several different things. Next, you have to know when to speak and when to pause. This one was a challenge for me. Timing is everything. If you're overwhelmed, take a moment before expressing how you feel. Sometimes taking deep breaths, box breathing, or short walks, or even sometimes counting to 10 can help. You have to have someone you can talk to that you trust. If you're struggling to express something, talk to a friend or a mentor or a therapist. Having support makes a huge difference. I've always told you guys, feel free to write into me, send me DMs or email me. I'm here if you need that. Setting emotional boundaries. It's okay to express your feelings, but it's okay to set boundaries with those who don't respect them. Remember, expressing emotions isn't about being perfect. It's about being real and honest with yourself and the people around you. So, with a quick recap, expressing emotions is necessary for our mental and emotional well-being. It helps reduce stress, strengthens relationships, and builds self-awareness. But we all face barriers, whether it's fear from past experiences or simply just not knowing. The good news? You can learn to express your emotions in a healthy way and effective way by practicing self-awareness, using those I statements, finding safe outlets, and seeking support. Now, here's my challenge for you. Take a few minutes today to check in with yourself. What are you feeling right now? How can you express it in a way that is honest and constructive? Now, before we go, let's take a deep breath together and say this affirmation. I am allowed to feel. My emotions are valid. I express them with confidence and clarity. My voice matters. Whenever you feel hesitant to express yourself, remind yourself of that truth. Now, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who you think may also need it. And don't forget to follow Tay Talks Positivity for more uplifting conversations. Until next time, this is your girl Tay. Keep growing, keep feeling, and most of all, keep being you. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.